at the Magic Swamp, creating Tasmanian swamp music. And at the heart of this outfit is Tassie Journo, much awarded Simon Bevilacqua. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Rick, how are you?
Yeah, good. I thought Waleed Ali had the whole take on being a brilliant journalist who's in a band. But no, here's you here in Tassie. What's Tasmanian swamp music?
Tasmanian swamp music is essentially music that had come out of Launceston for the last 20 years, but it's been a pretty underground scene run by guitarist Jolly Walter. He would run weekly jam sessions, and people would come from all over the state just to be part of them and everything, and it was all very hush-hush. And I was involved about in the year 2000 for about a dozen or so jams at that time, and they were just wonderful events. And what we've done is we've managed to get them into the studio in the past 2 years at the Green Room Studio with Michael Shelley, the sound engineer who's absolutely wonderful, fantastic man. And we've overdubbed the likes of Katie Roucher, who you would have heard on that little track, piece of the track we just played there, and a number of other people. And it's come out absolutely brilliantly. And, yeah.
So, Simon, it's sort of based on original improvisations, is it?
That's right, yeah.
And what was that scene like when you get a group of people just regularly meeting and playing music in that way? Like, what does that do for you?
Oh, it was one of the favourite parts of my life. It was freewheeling. You went in, a drummer would start playing a little beat on the drum, the bass player would join in, guitars would join, sax, singers, didgeridoo at occasion, and you just basically went wherever the music took you. Sometimes it was mayhem and it didn't work at all, but they were fun sessions as well.
And what do you think that does for you? Like, because you're someone who is kind of writing constantly and working creatively constantly. What does that do in terms of nourishing you?
It inspires. It's the flame. It's the thing that inspires me.
Which is so important, I guess, because you've been operating in a pretty challenging media landscape over the last few years.
Yes.
I mean, as someone who is, you know, been in this game for how long, Simon?
A little over 30 years.
And has done, like, everything. So you've reported Burnie, Devonport, Launceston, Hobart. You've been an opinion editor, a leader writer for The Mercury for 10 years. How have you seen things change in the Tasmanian media landscape?
Oh, quite dramatically. Yeah, quite dramatically. The media model at the moment that we ran on for the last 50 years or so or more is really collapsing, and somehow somebody's got to come up with an idea that can pay journalists to do the job.
Because that's not emerged, has it?
No.
Really, at all? And I mean, it's interesting because you've put this out on CD, which is quite old-fashioned way of distributing music these days, but no one's really solved the problem of musicians being underpaid as well.
It's precisely the same problem, and that's why we have done it on CD, because in some way we're trying to get some sort of reward for the 16 Tasmanian musicians involved, and trying to get some sort of reward for them. I was just looking here. It's all Tasmanian production, so right from the word go, from the jam sessions to the time in the mixing and engineering, right the way through to mastering with William Bowden at King Willie Sounds. It's all Tasmanian, and we just, I'm sure if you hear it, it's just a really high-quality product that I don't think has ever been done before.
Here's a bit from the track Icarus.
Yeah.
13 to 7. This is a group called the Legendary Knights, and Simon Bevilacqua has been crucial in producing a CD based on about 600 hours of improvisations that they've then turned into these tracks. And you've even got the odd Southern musician on there, Simon. Kelly Otway's in there very generously. Because it's from improvised stuff that you've then shaped into these recordings, can you play live? Can you tour this album to back it up?
It could be, but that wasn't the idea. Mm. The idea was to just really grab that moment and just honour it with modern technology. And so what we've been able to do is overdub. There must be 8 or 10 musicians who have been involved in the overdub process, full horn sections, choruses, all sorts of things, and just draw the eyebrows on, as Frank Zappa once put it, to present it, to be able to make it so it's palatable, rather than having a jam session, which, you know, some of the songs would meander on for 40 minutes. Whereas, so we've cut it into nice, easy snippets. I've written sort of introductions and outros and choruses and things, so there's a real catch and hook to the songs. And I doubt whether it will ever be toured, but, oh, my God, that would be wonderful.
I mean, isn't it interesting to find something really beautiful? You need to completely indulge yourself, but to present it, you have to have the rigour to take that line. And I love the dark, swampy blues and roots feeling of it as well, but yet it does feel really Tasmanian.
Yeah.
Also, and the style of the production of the CD is beautiful, because who's the other Tasmanian publishing legend that you've got involved in that?
Well, that's right. Yeah, Christopher Downs, cartoonist for the Mercury and artist extraordinaire, he's done the artwork, and it's just, I mean, you can see it now probably. I don't think there's ever been a better album cover.
Well, you know, that's it's a big claim. The way to find out is to go to www.thelegendarynights.com, and a 12-page booklet that tells the story of the Knights comes with the CD, which is, it is very beautifully presented as well. Simon, I hope it goes really well for you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rick, and I really appreciate the chance to come on and talk about it.
Oh, well, we're the home of Tasmanian music here at ABC, so it's great to bring out all of the voices that we can dig out of the woodwork. So,
And you're a musician too.
Am I a musician? No, I'm in a band, but maybe not a musician. It's not the same thing. But, yeah, we've all got our secret lives, Simon. It's so good. Yeah. Nice to talk to you this morning.